They say that, I mean, half I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mera Ortiz, date of birth 08/21/1965, date of appointment September 17, 2024. Requesting a physician Tracy Kuban, TRACYKUBAN. Dear Tracy Kuban, I have the pleasure of seeing Mera Ortiz today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 59-year-old, right-handed Hispanic woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 8/29/2024 because of the left upper and lower extremity numbness, heaviness, and headache. CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. MRI of the brain also done. We did not show any acute infarction or any intracranial abnormality. Patient started on Plavix, aspirin, and simvastatin, which she is taking. Now she is here today to follow up in my office. Presently, she is feeling dizzy. She has one more episode of left-sided numbness after discharge from the home. She feels stable. Please rewrite again. She feels stabbing pain in the left eye and the back of the head, which is daily sharp, no nausea, no vomiting, with dizziness, with photophobia, with phonophobia. She is taking Nartac for as needed basis. Past medical history, TIA, hemiplegic, migraine, hypertension, dysphagia, depression, hyperthyroidism, anxiety, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, thyroidectomy, sinus surgery. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medications, aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, simvastatin 40 milligram PO daily, Plavix 75 milligram PO daily, Nartac 75 milligram for as needed basis, Meclizine 25 milligram POPRN, hydrocodone 10 over 325 PRN for pain. Alprazolam 2 milligram 3 times daily. Albuterol. Cyclobenzaprine 10 milligram 3 times daily. Diclofenac sodium. Ferrous sulfate. Fluticasone. Hydralazine, hydroxyzine, levothyroxine, lisinopril, loratadine, metoprolol, mirtazapine, montelukast, naloxone, Nartac, please remove Nartac, nystatin, pantoprazol, Sena, Symbicort, social history, does not smoke cigarette, she vapes, does not drink alcohol, she is disabled, she is divorced, lives alone, have 5 children, family history, mother alive, father deceased due to MI, two sister, one sister deceased due to cancer, one has MI, two brother, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having headache, vertigo, confusion, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, back pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5 on the right side, left upper extremity -5/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation on the left side. Assessment and plan. Year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, TIA. Number two, stroke. Number three, migraine. Number four, hearing loss on the left side. Number five, numbness and weakness on the left side. Next paragraph. Heart stroke workup including MRI of the brain is negative. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. I will use the Nurtec as a preventative medication and increasing to 75 mg PO every other day. If necessary, she might need MRI of the C-spine and EMG of the upper and lower extremities. She might need EEG also. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.